The Tennessee Star Gill Report with Steve Gill.
And welcome back in for a few final thoughts. I'm Steve Gill. This is the Tennessee Star Gill Report. And we've talked a little bit today about some of the other polls, and including the Tennessee Star poll. Well, the new national poll is also revealing when it comes to what's happening out in the rest of the world. Now, over the weekend, we saw a lot of these protest rallies across Tennessee and across the country as the left-wing hystericals were absolutely pitching a hissy fit over the Donald Trump plan to deport and detain illegal immigrants. Now, they're trying to play this game of saying we should abolish ICE, the Immigration Customs Enforcement Agency, and have completely open borders so everybody can come into our country and presumably get on welfare and suck away our jobs and, well, destroy our country. The bottom line, as we talked earlier today, is that Mexico is about to see a flood of Mexicans coming across our border with their new president, who is encouraging them to invade the U.S. and who is going to implement the same socialism that is destroying and has destroyed Venezuela. So if we don't lock down the border and empower ICE even more than we have, we're going to have a national crisis beyond anything we can imagine. Now, how is it playing politically? Well, a new poll shows that although Democrats are promoting the idea of getting rid of ICE and demanding that ICE be abolished, a new Harvard-Harris poll says that swing voters are overwhelmingly opposed to the Democrats' plan to end all immigration enforcement across the U.S. That's right. The Harvard-Harris poll says that 3 out of 4 swing voters oppose the Democrats' plan to abolish ICE. And yet you've got Chuck Schumer, you've got other Democratic Party leaders like Nancy Pelosi, embracing the abolish ICE plan. Now, Republicans don't support it at all, and Democrats don't really support it that great. But the problem for the Democrats is that 3 in 4, about 73% of swing voters, don't want to abolish ICE. So the Democrats are pushing an agenda that isn't playing well with voters and won't play well for them in November. You wonder why Donald Trump looks so happy? Because the Democrats are playing right into his hands, and if the Republicans will back him up, there could be a red wave this November, not a blue wave. I'm Steve Gill. This is the Tennessee Star Gill Report. We're back tomorrow. Catch you then.